Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Crowder looking, throws it, alley, oh! He puts it down! It's over!
And they're trying to say goaltending, but that's a live basketball. He can finish it.
Right, there is no goaltending on an inbound pass.
Van Gundy and Mark Jackson all over the rules. Rajon Rondo and Paul George didn't understand them. And a walk-off alley-oop wins game two by 1 point for the Phoenix Suns over the Clippers after Paul George missed two free throws with 8 seconds left. This is Sean and RJ with headlines on a hump day. DFW Sports Station is 105.3. The Fan, no Chris Paul. No Kawhi Leonard, but Jay Crowder under the basket finds DeAndre Ayton, who had a fantastic night. He's having a fantastic series and playoffs. He had 24 and 14, and Phoenix wins in a walk-off by one. Wow.
Great finish to this game. And the ultimate agony of defeat for the Clippers. I mean, you had it. You had the game. You had the lead. You were at the line less than 10 seconds to go, and you missed both of them. Such a great turn of events in this game. And like that play by Ayton, that's gonna go down in history. Now, it may not be as good as a lot of them, but it's going to be remembered for a very long time. Like, it was just that unique. You don't see an inbounds pass for an alley-oop with less than a second to play. You just don't ever see it. And how do you let that happen? And how do you not know the rules? How does Rajon? I don't ever want to hear about Rajon Rondo's basketball IQ again. Don't ever say it again. Well, you don't know the rules. You thought it was a goaltend? It's not a goaltend.
Part of me wonders whether they didn't know the rules or, you know, you try to get the official to, like, no, doesn't count. Like when someone's shooting, with the buzzer expiration or the shot clock going off. You just try to wave it off and say, no, it doesn't count. But Boogie Cousins pushes Devin Booker after the game. DeAndre Ayton describes how the ending happened.
I know they trust me to finish that or do something with it while I'm in the air to eye. You know, once they throw it where I can catch it, you know, I told Jay I'm going to catch it. And, you know, he gave me a nod. And, it, you know, there's no questioning after that. You know, once he say he's going to throw it and I'm going to catch it, we go by it, you know, and if something happens, we just, you know, fix it.
So that's Ayton describing what happened game one of the Eastern Conference Finals tonight. We'll make our predictions on that. We've been nailing the Eastern Conference with the Bucks and the Hawks meeting in the finals. Game one tonight in Milwaukee. NBA draft lottery was decided before last night's game. The Detroit Pistons are going to have the number one pick. Everyone thinks Cade Cunningham is going there from Oklahoma State. Rockets 2, Cavs 3, Raptors 4, Orlando 5, OKC 6. They'll have 3 first-round selections. then Golden State at 7. Orlando will pick again at number 8.
Man, Detroit, I got hit up on social media that Detroit's actually got a really good young roster and they're a relevant franchise in the NBA. And I'm like, yeah, their roster's so good and young. They were the number one pick in the draft.
Yeah, my one Pistons friend, I guess.
Might be the same guy.
Derek Holland.
Yes, absolutely.
From Detroit. Killian Hayes, Sadiq Bey, Jeremy Grant, Isaiah Stewart, Cade Cunningham.
Meh.
I've never heard of any of those guys till Sadiq Bey the other day from KNC.
Just stars all over the place. You know, like, that's the dream team. How are they not in the Olympics, all those guys together?
Are you in, as the college basketball guy on the show, are you all in on the Cunningham hype?
He's very good. He's very good. I think that he is going to be a really, really good player. My biggest question is, you know, like, this is considered a fairly deep draft. Who is going to be the guy that is picked, you know, on that second tier? Like, there's going to be one of these teams in the late lottery, like the Warriors or like the Spurs, that are going to get a quality player. Like, one of those. We always see it every year. Somebody's picked between, like, 9 and 17 who turns out to be a Devin Booker, a Donovan Mitchell. Like, turns out to be a really, really good player. And we're going to see that. And I just wonder who it's going to be. Because there are plenty of players in this draft that are very, very good.
There is a report from Mark Stein. Mark, if you're listening because you live in DFW, we need your new cell phone number because RJ says he's getting the Donnie Nelson treatment, that you must have a different number because we need to get you on to talk about this. The Mavs are not pursuing established executives like Toronto's Masai Ujiri or Danny Ainge, according to sources. Those executives would surely want more autonomy than Cuban is willing to give up. Remember Ramona Shelbourne, ESPN insider, on with the Nosebleeds the other day? And she was talking about how much control Ujiri has. He's the face of the Raptors. Some people think he's the owner. She's like, does that sound like someone who could work in Dallas? So that kind of lines up with this report. Stein said the Mavs are strongly considering Michael Finley. They would also add an external hire, even if Finley gets the job. Cuban needs to surround himself with as much versatility and experience as the Mavs can muster, since he will always be the organization's lead shot caller and prefers to render the final say after consulting top aides. This report scared the living crap out of me yesterday.
I totally agree. Now, like, I guess it, in theory, if Mark is going to take the information and use it and still rely on those people, but he's going to be the final decision maker, you know, that's fine, right? Like, that's just the job of a CEO.
If it's I like what Jerry always says. Jerry gets involved with tiebreakers, but he still has let Steven and Will McClay talk him out of stuff.
Yeah, and Mark may do that. You know, he might. But, you know, like, Mark's problem, like, look at what they did. Just go back to the Giannis draft. Oh, don't, we need this cap space. Don't draft. Don't draft who you want. We need the cap. Like, if you're just treating the draft like that much of a joke just for some cap space, yeah. I don't know, man.
And Bob Valgaris, why haven't we gotten an update on Valgaris' status? They have either told him we're not renewing your contract and they've kept it top secret, or there's a possibility he remains with the organization. Which one is it? And you're not going to go and get established GMs because they're going to step on your toes as a non-basketball expert? Mark Cuban should just own it. You talk all big, you're all brash, and you sit there and answer everything to anyone. Just come out and say you want to be Jerry Jones, that Jerry Jones is your model for how you want to run your team. Just say it. Just own it. Instead of hiding behind all these other characters and these shadow GMs, if what Mark Stein is saying is true, Mark Cuban does not want a better basketball professional to come in and tell him what needs to be done with the Mavs organization.
He thinks he's the smartest guy in the room. He always has. And fortunately, it's his room for him.
It is his room.
It's his room, and if he wants to be the smartest guy in it or think he is, that is certainly his prerogative. But
Jerry at least owns it.
If you were a Mavs fan and you were happy that they got rid of Donnie Nelson and Rick Carlisle because it had gotten stale, That's okay to have that opinion. But I would like to see what you think right now.
And that's why we have the AutoFlex Easing Fan Text. 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. Pitchers are starting to rebel in Major League Baseball over the sticky checks. The main incident last night was between Max Scherzer and Joe Girardi. Nats against the Phillies. We also had one in Arlington as the Rangers were taking on the A's.
Here's the pitch. And there's a line drive to third. It is knocked down on a hop by Chapman. Recovers, throws, and got him to end the ball game.
So the A's win 13-6. No one cares or is talking about that. Everyone's talking about Sergio Romo. Sergio Romo, while going back to the A's dugout, is asked to be checked by an umpire. Romo, not happy about it, unbuckles the belt, pulls the pants down right there in Arlington, right there on the field.
Man, it's a good thing that they don't wear the old school jock straps they used to back in the day, where it just had the naked butt with the two little strap lines going to or towards it and the cup in the front. Thank God they wear sliding pants. Nobody needs to see that there, Sergio. But this was funny. And I'm glad the umpire didn't throw him out of the game, because some umpire with no sense of humor, and believe me, they're out there, Angel, would have tossed him.
It's going to happen.
It's definitely going to happen. They're going to get upset with it, and they're going to toss him.
And then Max Scherzer, like, this borders on harassment. Last night, the Phillies check him three times in five innings, and you can see the anger and the bitterness build in Scherzer. He's already freaking intense on game day. And then he starts staring down Girardi. Girardi comes out of the dugout and goes, "Let's go." Scherzer finishes off an inning, walks back to the Nats dugout, staring at Girardi the entire time. Joe goes towards the dugout. He gets tossed. Almost broke out into a fight. It was amazing TV.
Yeah, Joe Girardi was really upset. It's one thing when one guy stares you down. It's another when he has two different color eyes and he stares you down. It's just there's just a higher level of intensity. After the game, Girardi actually he actually told reporters why he did what he did.
I've seen Max a long time, since 2010. Obviously, he's going to be a Hall of Famer. But I've never seen him wipe his head like he was doing tonight, ever. Going like this, right? So it was suspicious for me. He did it about four or five times. It was suspicious. I didn't mean to offend anyone. I just got to do what's right for our club.
Why do you think he was wiping his head as many times last night as you've ever seen in your career, Joe? Why would he have done that last night more than ever? Because they outlawed and banned the substances. Scherzer saying, "I was just trying to get any type of grip out there." Man, what is going to happen from here? Is this good or bad for baseball? What happened last night?
Are we talking about it?
Well, not all good publicity. That's a dumb saying. I would not that all, you know, not all publicity is, you know, what's the saying? All publicity is good publicity. I don't agree with that, but I do think as a sports fan, I'll be watching baseball more over the next week or two.
Yeah.
But what's right or fair for the players? I mean, was that fair for Max Scherzer last night to be stopped every other inning? That's ridiculous.
It is a lot. I think they need to increase it. I think they need to stop them literally every inning. Just do it as they're coming out. As they come out of the dugout, stop them. It's not going to increase the length of the game. It's a 10-second situation. Just do it then. Don't do it like NASCAR does it, where they test you after you're done. Right? After the race is over, then they look at the car.
What if they have someone in the dugout to check them, and maybe that will... Now, again, these confrontations are awesome. It adds to it for me. But if it's not on the field in front of everyone, maybe the player reactions aren't as extreme. You just have... You put an extra official in the dugout or umpire to check them when they come back, and it kind of takes it, you know, out of sight, out of mind.
That's fine. But the problem is, Major League Baseball is not going to say, "Hey, let's add two umpires to every."
Yeah, the NFL won't even add the necessary amount of refs.
Right, NBA is still working with three refs, like George Mikan's still out there, you know, like moving at 0.4 miles an hour. The game is so fast that they still got three refs out there instead of four. Yeah, they're not going to add two more paid umpires that are unionized that are making $250,000 a year or whatever it is. So they're going to do it this way. And we'll get to see it live, which is kind of cool.
NHL playoffs last night. Montreal blows out Vegas 4-1. So they take a 3-2 lead in the Western Conference Finals.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is there any question in your mind that the Cowboys are a better job than the Mavericks? Obviously different sports, but after this report from Mark Stein, who said that Mark Cuban is not going to go after Masai Ujiri, Danny Ainge, any really established GM, because that would interfere with his decision-making. It might be one of his own guys, Michael Finley, just promoted from within like Jerry did with Stephen Jones. If Which job has more hurdles, or which job is the better one with Jerry Jones, the Jones family, and Dak with the Cowboys brand versus Luka and Cuban?
Oh, it's the Cowboys. From a general manager coaching standpoint?
Coaching standpoint. Or GM, yes.
Mm.
Dak, obviously Luka is like the sure thing future Hall of Famer, but you're dealing with this Cuban vulgaris drama and mess versus Jerry, his front office structure, and Dak Prescott as your future.
I would say the Cowboys. Now, the coaching standpoint might be the Mavericks from a coach, because you are getting Luka, and in the NBA, the name of the game is have the best player on the floor. From a front office standpoint,
where are you neutered more?
Well, you're more neutered, evidently, with the Mavericks. Bob, unless your name is Bob, Haralabos, you're neutered with the Mavericks. You're neutered. Now, I'll be honest with you. I mean, like, the Mavericks right now look like a mess. They could be a beacon of front office in a year. If this, you know, sort of whatever approach they're going to take, if they're going to take an analytical approach, which is actually going to catch them up to the normalcy of sports now, then maybe they're fine. You got to zig when others zag. You've got to, you really have to in sports today. You got to be different. Something has to set you apart.
So while I'm freaking out over this report and, again, blaming the arrogance of Mark Cuban, thinking that he's as smart as Donnie Nelson and Rick Carlisle when it comes to basketball, the Tolos on the Autoflexi Team fan text, some are coming at it from a different angle, saying, how could it get worse in terms of drawing free agents here?
It's a fair point.
How can we miss any more? Well, I assume Cuban was involved, except for Darren Williams when he decided not to show up. Cuban is involved in those free agent recruitments as well. You also have some Tolos saying, no wonder no one has come here with all this mess. I don't know that anyone else looked at the Mavs as a mess before this story
they
broke.
Didn't. They were stable.
They were stable.
They didn't care.
Every insider we've had on comes on and praises Cuban and the direction in which the franchise had been. So I don't blame this for not signing free agents. I may be wrong.
The free agents don't choose owners to go play for. They choose cities to go play in. That's what they choose in the NBA. They choose friends to go play with and cities to play in, not coaches to play for or owners to play for or governors, whatever the hell they want to call themselves these days. So I don't care. Mark Cuban being there or not being there, to me, I don't think plays a role at all. They already know. Kevin Durant wanted New York City. And that was a situation where James Dolan was such a dumpster fire that he said, nah, let's do the Nets. Mind you, the Brooklyn Nets have no fans. You could literally have Jordan and LeBron and Kobe play for the Nets, and the Knicks would still get better TV ratings in that city. They don't care. They had to do deals to get people to buy tickets to their first-round games. The Knicks sold out their first round against the Hawks in minutes. The Nets were sitting there a week in, not even sold out. They had Durant, Kyrie, and James Harden. Couldn't sell a ticket. So they chose the Nets because James Dolan was such a mess. But you had to be an epic mess.
Yes. You got to be Dan Snyder, James Dolan, maybe Al Davis. But even Aaron Rodgers still wants to play for the Raiders. He puts them on his list of teams. Jerry Jones, you throwing him into that category? Troy, what do you think of the better job or the bigger hurdles between the Cowboys or the Mavericks?
All right, so which job title are we talking about specifically here?
Let's go. That's a good question. Let's go with general manager.
General manager, the better job. Oh, general manager, the better. Oh, the better job, general manager. Oh, it's the Cowboys, without question.
Okay.
Just because I'm looking at it, because are the Mavs known globally?
No.
No. Are the Cowboys known globally?
Yes.
That is going to help you as a general manager, because if you're the general manager of the Cowboys, more than likely you can, should you leave that position, find another career in that same position. Maybe not that title because it's general manager, but because of your exposure as being part of a global brand like the Cowboys? Absolutely.
And head coach?
Mavericks. Mavericks.
You
coach Luka. Now, how long will Luka stay here? That's the question. Spoiler, he's not staying as long as Dirk. So while you have him, that's the job you want as a head coach.
I just need to find out, and we'll never find this out. I mean, Fish maybe can get some insight on it if he stops writing about, the Rangers and the NHL.
That was a good interview with Pudge. I liked it.
See, the perception of Jerry that we've tried to fix when we go on these other shows throughout the country is he doesn't interfere as much as everyone still believes. I want to know who interferes more. I want to know who gets involved and meddles more in their sports decisions, because these recent reports make it sound like Cuban is worse than Jerry. I truly believe that Jerry Jones backs off to Will McClay. I do. And I think that Jerry lets Steven handle the numbers. I'm wondering if Mark Cuban gets in a basketball, a pure basketball argument with Rick Carlisle and Donnie Nelson.
I would say he might, but I don't think it's important that he does. I don't think it's important that the general manager can do that. I think it's important that the general manager can take the information he's given from his people and make the best informed decision. Theo Epstein is one of the great general managers of all time. Theo Epstein isn't breaking down how to throw, you know, your slider. It's just that's just the way it is. The Cleveland Browns are putting on a talent clinic, and their general manager, isn't it Paul DePodesta, who was a baseball guy? Like, you know, it's about making the general managers nowadays are not talent evaluators. They're
but you also have to have. You have to have enough time to dedicate to it.
You do, yes. Oh, absolutely.
If you want to be the GM, and that's another question. Who puts in more time to be their team's general manager, Jerry or Cuban? I don't know the answers to these, but it's really hard for me to believe that Mark Cuban is around and involved enough to make basketball decisions. It's hard for me to believe that. Maybe he is. Why do you think it could be a good thing that they're not going to go pursue the chosen one in Toronto?
Well, Masai Ujiri has been, you know, rumored. Like, that was the name. Like, go get him. And that's fine, right? You know, like, he's a good GM. No one says he's not a good GM. But the perception of him, I think, is way different than the reality. I went and did a little bit of a dive here. Mm-hmm. When he got there in May of 2013, they already had DeMar DeRozan. They already had Kyle Lowry. These are his draft picks. I'm going to try to get some of these names right. Bruno Caboclo.
Oh, he's a very good bouncer in Uptown.
DeAndre Daniels.
Never heard of him.
DeLon Wright.
Maverick superstar number two guard,
yeah,
according to Bob Vulgaris.
With the ninth pick in the first round, they took Jakob Poeltl.
Who? 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 Who?
Pascal Siakam.
Hit. Big hit. Where did he get drafted?
27th.
Okay.
At New Mexico State.
Huge hit.
OG Anunoby.
OG.
DeJuan Hernandez.
Sounds like a reliever.
Malachi Flynn.
Cool first name.
Disciple.
Jalen Harris.
Wow. That's a lot of nothing. At least I've never heard of any of those guys.
Yeah, it's a lot of nothing. Those are their draft. That's his draft picks.
And he's going to get Kawhi credit.
Right. And the only reason why he got Kawhi is because Kawhi wanted a superstar wanted out of San Antonio, and you wanted out of DeMar DeRozan.
And they decided that rolling the dice for 1 year of Kawhi. Now, they couldn't re-sign him.
Couldn't re-sign him.
Now, they were
but I don't blame him for that. Kawhi wanted to go home. I'm not going to blame Masai for that.
Yeah. So they rolled the dice on a one-year deal and won the championship because of it.
Yeah. So, like, he won a title because Kawhi, you know, Kawhi came there. And basically, Kawhi only came there because he wanted out of San Antonio. And he was forced to because you can't really control where you go traded to. Yeah, he's a good GM.
And Nick Nurse is, I think, a hell of a coach.
And he found a really good coach in Nick Nurse. Took a chance. Took a big chance because Nick Nurse, if I'm not mistaken, because Mark Folliwell used to remind me of this all the time.
Well,
nobody from the G League has ever made it to the NBA. Like, no announcer or coach. And I was like, yeah, I know. I'm not going to be an announcer in the NBA. So he would always bust my chops about that.
Oh, wow.
Put
the man down.
No, but Mark and I had like a long time friendship. So like he was like he was a ball breaker. but he also said no coach has ever gone to the NBA at the time. And I think Nick Nurse was the first one. And it took a big time chance on it. It was a great, you know, like firing Dwayne Casey after he won like coach of the year in 50 something games. That was a ballsy move. So he is okay making the shrewd ballsy move, and I think that's huge. But the last guy here couldn't draft.
They found Van Vliet, but I don't think they had the draft knowledge to actually draft him. I think he was signed afterwards.
Yeah, he was like an undrafted guy.
Yeah.
Yep.
So they found Van Vliet.
Yep, they did find Fred Van Vliet.
And last year they were good. 2 years ago they were good. Last year they were terrible.
Yeah, this year they finished 12th.
Yeah, this year.
Now, I'm not going to blame them for this year necessarily either. They were playing in Tampa.
Yeah.
They weren't even playing at home. So, like, he's a good GM, but, like, you know as Parcells have said, let's not put him in Canton here, even though he's going to go to Springfield because everybody goes there. But you know, he couldn't draft. And the Mavericks have had a GM for 25 years who couldn't draft. outside of the two times that he hit.
Yeah.
Maybe three if you count like Devin Harris.
Another RJ Choppy deep dive study. Some of those draft picks, very eh. But we don't have to worry about it anyway, because apparently Mark Cuban not going after the chosen one in Toronto or established guys like Danny Ainge.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I had to check that this story was correct and that it wasn't a prank. L.A. Lakers guard Alex Caruso was arrested in Troy's neck of the woods for marijuana. Alex Caruso arrested at College Station on a marijuana charge. He's the little guard who wears the headband that surprises everyone when he gets up and dunks. A&M police arrested Caruso on possession of drug paraphernalia and marijuana possession, paid a $500 fine, and was released on a total $4,200 bond for both charges. TSA officers found a grinder containing marijuana when he tried to board a flight.
Oh, I get it.
Tuesday afternoon.
Not the app.
Not the app. So that's Caruso, played 4 seasons at A&M before joining the NBA in 2017. Troy, where's he hanging out? Why is he at College Station and not Los Angeles?
Yeah, let me tell you what the bald mamba's up to. So,
the bald mamba.
The blunt mamba.
Yeah, no. The bald mamba. Yeah. People were questioning, like, why is he in College Station? I know Tim McMahon was like, why would you be in College Station when you live in L.A.? I wanted to ask Tim, but I didn't have $20 to pay him to come on this radio station. Yeah. But in any case,
it is weird that, like, it's in the middle of summer.
Yeah, but
like College Station versus L.A. in the middle, in the middle of summer seems weird.
But he was born in College Station. Yeah, his parents lived there. His dad still works at Texas A&M. Mm. He's like an associate athletic director or something like that. But
so I didn't know that the airport was on A&M property. Easterwood Airport?
Easterwood!
What type of airport is this?
It's a strip. It's not an airport. It's a landing space for Von Miller when he wants to come by and wave at the crowd at Kyle Field. Here's my question. And please, the brave and and brave, brave women and men of the law enforcement agency. If you would like to text us here at 877-881-1053 on Autoflex Leasing Fantex. Really? He got arrested for a grinder with some residue.
Less than 2 ounces of marijuana, it says.
I mean, I am not here to bash police at all, but I am here to question the hillbilly cop that's at College Station. It's like, I'm going to get this one.
Well, I would like to first ask, how stupid are you to be going on a plane with marijuana, number one? But number two, think about how many hundreds of times he's actually done it. And no one stopped him. Like, this isn't the first time he's traveled with an ounce or lesser amount.
Yeah, well, he's also used to flying charter.
Yeah.
You know, not
Easterwood Air?
Easterwood Air.
What type of security is there at Easterwood Air?
Easterwood's so small, you actually get your connecting flights through Midland.
Yeah, you get checked by Jamar Toombs. He just checks you up and down.
So that was the random story of the day. Laker guard, unrestricted free agent, Alex Caruso, arrested at College Station, where he was born, raised, and played. It is a big month of appearances for Ralph James Choppy starting tomorrow.
Starting tomorrow, I will be, Troy, like this. I will be throwing out the first pitch at a Rough Riders game tomorrow.
What?
Yes, sir. That is going to happen. The Rough Riders asked me to throw out the first pitch. I was super pleased to be able to do this. Absolutely will do it. Throw it. Dominant. I'm going to do an old school windup too.
How many first pitches have you thrown in your life?
Two.
Where else?
I did a Fort Worth Cats game, and I did a Rough Riders game. Now, when I did the Rough Riders game last time, I kind of airmailed it. Like, I didn't throw. I didn't warm up. I just went out there and threw, and that ball flew way over the catcher. Hit the backstop on the fly. Like, that's how far this thing went.
Did you try to throw it hard?
Yeah, I was throwing it hard. Yeah, and it just flew over. So this time, I'm going to warm up, and I'm going to do the old school. I'm gonna swing my arms a couple of times, hands over, that super high, you know, lefty Dizzy Dean leg kick or whatever.
Yeah.
And then just throw an absolute seed right in there to the catcher.
So you're 0 for 2 on strikes, though.
No, the first one was a strike with the Cats.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that was a nice cutter. Good, okay. Solid cutter that I threw there.
Yeah, that's with the Cats. Now, the one you threw with the Rough Riders, you remember when that was? No, I'll answer it for you. It was June 10th, 2014. You know why I know that? Because we put the video up on our website.
No. Oh.
No. Our old website, which was taken down and no one saved the footage.
Oh, no.
And I remember you had a full 50-cent throw. You threw it way outside.
Oh, yeah.
Like, not even close.
Oh, yeah.
Way outside.
To me, the worry of this is not executing the pitch. It is crowd reaction.
Oh, yeah.
How many people will recognize you, make a reaction, or just be a murmur? It'll just be crickets.
Oh, I hope it's crickets. I don't want people to recognize me out there.
Well, shut up.
I want no recognition because it lowers the expectations.
Isn't that the guy from the Legends?
Yeah, the guy from the Legends. By the way, use the promo code SAVE7 for $7 off home plate seating to come see me.
This is for tomorrow?
At the Rough Riders game, yes, tomorrow. So you can purchase online, over the phone, at the box office, promo code SAVE, and then the number 7.
If you can get two people going, yay, like RJ, you need to get two people, that's a win.
Oh, yeah, I think so. I need two big, loud ovations.
Two people.
Standing ovations.
You know what we should do? We should give a word. If there's two Tolos in the crowd who yell a certain word when you're up there, then we should hook them up with something. We should give them something. What word should we put out there? What's some of your douchebag, you know, baseball phrases that you love? Or something
taco?
Or something associated with you.
I mean, what is associated with me?
Well, I mean, if they were listening yesterday, they could say suspicious.
Oh, yeah. And you know, displaying suspicious. Oh
yeah.
Okay. All right. Hey, that's actually hilarious. If two people yell suspicious. After they go from 105.3, the Fan morning show host RJ Choppy, and for some reason, like the ref, someone goes suspicious. That's awesome. You pay off, you prove you're Tolo, and you get an Amber Alert.
I like that.
I'm gonna die laughing if that happens. People are saying I better bring my spider tech to keep the grip on the ball.
Oh, that is true.
You know what you should do? You should tell the ump to come check you.
That's funny.
And you mock a fight.
Oh, yeah.
And you
start taking my
pants
off.
I pull
my pants down.
Pull your pants down.
Good job. Sean, good job.
You tell the ump, come out there and check you, and you eventually pull your drawers down. Pull your pants down, not your drawers.
Yes.
That'd be epic.
Yep.
That might make like Sports Center if someone's recording it.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's good.
People on the Autoflex Leasing fan text say, yell out, Lord Choppy. You're appreciated.
Oh, Justin said, Justin Diehard Tolo texted and scream out, that's nothing.
That's nothing.
That's nothing.
That's good.
Diamond Cavs, welcome to the laser show, counting numbers.
Talk to the kids in the audience.
Meth is good.
Meth is good.
But look, you got to do the umpire thing.
Dude, seriously, Sean's onto something. You will get national attention for
if
that.
If someone's filming it.
No, they film Rough Rider games.
Okay.
They stream it. Yeah.
So then you sit there and you go like this and you like turn your pant inside out and then you pull the pants down. So make sure you have
like biker shorts or something underneath.
Yeah, biker shorts
or no skid marks.
It could go viral.
No skid mark has to be a problem.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.